Perry Mason, brought to you by Tide. T-I-D-E, Tide. Procter and Gamble's new wash day miracle. Perry Mason, the famous character created by Earl Stanley Gardner, dramatized by Irving Bendick. Perry Mason, defender of human rights, champion of all those who seek justice. Tide, Tide is Procter and Gamble's new wash day miracle.
Our Tide gets costlier than any soap.
Hold on now, Franny. There are some pretty wonderful new soaps.
I know it.
And some absolutely sensational new sudsing products.
I know that too, Bob. But I also know that Tide gets clothes cleaner than all of them.
Yes, and I know it too, Franny. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap, any other suds, any other washing product known. That's because Procter & Gamble's Tide not only leaves clothes free from dirt, it removes dingy soap film too. Yet, with all this extraordinary cleaning power, Tide is safe, truly safe, for all your washable colors. What's more, Tide actually brightens soap dull colors. And in hardest water, Tide gets sheets, pillowcases, and towels whiter than any other washing product known. Keeps them white, too, week after week. Never turns them yellow. And all this goes for your whole family wash, too. So when you choose a washing product, remember this. No soap, no other suds, no other washing product known will get your clothes as clean as Procter & Gamble's Tide.
Homicide Lieutenant Tragg stand on either side of the closed door, behind which, they believe, is the murderer, Bill Barker. According to the tip given Mason by a friend, Barker must be there. And Mason and Tragg are sure that Barker is well-armed and desperate. Well, we're going to come back to Mason and Tragg in just a few moments. But first, in the living room of the Tragg home, Tragg's wife stands beside a radio that is tuned to the police calls. Stands quietly as she hears...
Calling 387-415-12. Proceed to Edmund Street. 387-415-12. Go to Edmund Street. Block all entrances and exits. Barker believed hiding in store building. Barker believed ready to escape by boat from warehouse dock. River Patrol and Harbor Police will cover dock. Lieutenant Tragg already at scene. Take orders from
Larry,
Lieutenant Tragg.
No answer, Larry.
Proceeding. Calling 387-415-12.
Police radio? Yes. Tragg made it himself so he could tune in on all the calls. He likes to listen to the police calls as if he doesn't hear enough of them during the day. It's like a motorman taking a ride on a streetcar on his day off. But Tragg likes it. What was you saying about Nora?
Just that she finished all her eggnog and that she settled down to take a nap. Ray, she's going. She'll be fine. Out of bed in a couple of days.
Thank you, Martha.
But I'm afraid I won't be able to say the same for you.
Uh-huh.
Sit down, Harriet.
Well, I...
And let me get you an eggnog.
Oh, no. No, thanks.
You can worry just as well on a full stomach as you can on an empty one.
Well,
I learned that during the war. When I'd be without news of Dick for months at a time. Every time the doorbell would ring or the telephone, I'd worry that... Well, I couldn't go without eating forever. And I couldn't stop worrying. So I learned to worry and eat. Now, may I get you an eggnog?
No, not now, thank you. Your husband was killed, wasn't he?
In 1944. We were married in 42. We really, never got a chance to know each other. He went overseas right after our honeymoon. He never came back.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right. I don't mind talking about it. Maybe I sort of like talking about it. It was sweet with Dick. But I never got to know him. Would you think it would be wrong for me to marry again? After 5 years?
I should say not.
Because I may.
Oh, good.
It's funny. Here we are neighbors. Neighbors for how long? Is it 2 years? And we hardly know anything about each other. Yeah. But that's what I like about a city.
What?
Your neighbors have to take you at face value in a city. There's no gossip and no... Not that I have anything to hide, of course. I heard your husband's name mentioned over the radio. Does that mean they've located that murderer, Barker?
Yes, they have.
And he's there, Lieutenant Trigg?
Trigg's there. They're sending squad cars to help him, but... Oh, I just hope he'll wait.
Oh, I'm sure he will. Stands to reason.
Oh, I've got a hot-headed husband, Martha. I know him like a book. Maybe he'll start thinking that if Barker got shot trying to escape... See, my husband's a simple man. He wouldn't like thinking of Barker getting free. Oh, I hope he takes it easy and careful, but...
See, I'm sorry.
Don't be. I'm a cop's wife. I knew what I was getting into. I suppose by now I ought to be used to it. But this is something you can't get used to.
That's right. Well, get out of that chair. Walk. Do something. It's always easier when you're busy, Harry. Shall we go start dinner?
Well, it's...
I know, it's early. And I know that you want to listen to that radio.
Yes, I do.
But let's go back into the kitchen for a while, just the same. And we'll start dinner. I know we'll make a big dinner, a big victory dinner for Lieutenant Trigg when he comes home. Come on, Harry. Whatever the news is, you'll hear it soon enough. I know. And in the meanwhile, let's keep busy.
In a dingy third-floor hall in a waterfront tenement. As Perry Mason and Lieutenant Trigg stand tensely watching the door, we hear...
He's not coming out, Mason.
No, it doesn't look like it.
Which means there's just one thing to do.
Wait for the squad cars.
No, no.
Trigg.
He's my pigeon. I want a piece of him before the other cops get here. You got the kid in the room. Let me have it, Mason.
But, Trigg, you've got a family. You can't even...
That inside tried to murder my daughter. You think I'll let him get away with it?
Well, how does it help for you to wind up with a hole in your head?
Give me the key. I'm a big boy. Give me the key.
I'll unlock the door if you're so determined.
This isn't yours, right?
Oh, no? Let me see if I can work the lock and still keep out of the line of fire. See, I'm no hero. I just assume you're the reinforcements.
Unlocked?
Yeah.
I'll kick open the door and you stand back. I've got to run.
There's nobody here.
That was a dumb trick, jumping in. He'd been waiting you to got it.
And you'd have got him.
Which wouldn't have helped you.
I'd have been able to look your wife in the eye. Well, he was in here. You see that cigarette butt? Still smoking.
Well, that's a fire escape. And you let me look out. The one down below. Couldn't get out if he went down. Closed at both ends. He must have gone up.
Oh.
He flies up to the roof. Look, Mason, you go back downstairs and tell Dylan.
If you're dumb enough to go up that fire escape to the roof, I'm going with you.
Well, suit yourself. But I'm going first.
All right, come on, I'll help you. Now I know what a great kitchen feels like.
Nobody shot at us yet.
I don't think anyone will. I don't think Barker will shoot unless he has to.
I wish I felt that way.
He doesn't want to stand and fight. He wants to run. He gets to the river before he's cut off. Maybe he stands a chance.
Grab the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And run over. Come on.
Well, there's no sign of him.
He might be anywhere. Dozen roof entrances. Might be behind any one of them. They're gone. Well, We'd better find out.
Look, Drag, don't push your luck. The squad cars ought to be here any minute.
I want him first, Mason, don't you understand? I want him first.
Seen someone move over there? Some clothes hanging up on the next roof.
Let's have a look.
Well?
Now we'll find out. This horse is at hand.
Mm-hmm.
Boys will have the place surrounded in a minute. I think he's behind that clothesline. Can you hear those sirens, Barker? You know you haven't got a prayer. The street's full of police, Barker. And the river's full of harbor police. Don't be a sucker. Get up. That'll be the boys down below finding out what's up from Della. Barker, don't be a fool. Give up.
Frank, there he is.
Huh?
To the left, behind those chimneys.
Barker.
He's going to run.
Don't be a fool, Barker.
Oh, there's your answer.
Throw that gun away, Barker, and put your hands up. The place is alive with cops.
Watch it, Mason.
Get the jumper.
Frank's making for the other end.
Yeah, by the warehouse. We have him trapped by the warehouse. He's mine, remember? Missed again. He's jittery, scared. He'd never miss twice. Draw down your gun before I start shooting, Barker.
Frank, he's right under this.
My leg. My leg. I can't get him. They'll have him before I get him.
Frank, give me your gun.
You're not a cop.
He might get away.
I can't handle it. Of all the luck. And I wanted to get him myself. Where is he now?
Behind the shed. Frank, give me your gun.
All right, here. Don't let him get away, Mason. Don't let him get away.
I won't.
And don't be afraid to use that gun. You're my deputy, Mason. So don't worry about using that gun. Just worry about Parker getting away.
So Bill Barker makes his bid for freedom. And Perry Mason takes action to see that a murderer doesn't escape. Join us tomorrow, won't you? Many really good washing products being used, a woman has to be given a mighty good reason before she'll switch to a new one. Well, we think we can give you the best reason in the world for changing to Tide. Listen, Procter & Gamble's Tide will get your clothes cleaner than any soap, any other suds, any other washing product known. Tide leaves clothes free from dirt and more. Tide removes dingy soap film, too. Yet, with all this amazing cleaning power, Tide is truly safe for all your washable colors. In fact, Tide actually brightens soap dull colors. And in hardest water, Tide gets white things whiter than any other washing product known. So try Tide. Watch those suds billow up. Notice how different they look and feel. And see your family wash at its cleanest best. No soap, no other suds. No other washing product known will get your clothes as clean as Tide.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than all of them. T-I-D-E, Tide.
Mason, the famous character created by Earl Stanley Gardner, is brought to you by Tide, Procter & Gamble's amazing new discovery for your whole family wash. Try Tide yourself, and you too will agree you've never used anything like it.